In every town, in every city, in every state in the U.S., there are immigrants. It's a nation of immigrants. Even the indigenous people immigrated from somewhere. Many less recent immigrants might only have a vague idea of how their families got here and why. It might have been hundreds or even thousands of years ago. And then there's Lincoln. Lincoln Somani.
No, that's my nickname. The nickname I got when I arrived first time in Bethel, that was 1978.
Lincoln drives a cab in Bethel, and has for the last 38 years. His nickname came shortly after his arrival.
I come to Bethel, and I rent a place with no running water, you know. It was with a honey bucket on it, you know. And so I had nowhere to shave. So next thing, you know, I grew up a beard, you know. After I grew up a beard, you know, then I come to look like Lincoln.
On a cold, cloudless day, Lincoln smiles as he talks, one hand on the steering wheel of his cab. He moves with an automatic kind of calm that can only come from driving the same snow-covered roads over and over. Lincoln was the first Albanian to come to Bethel. Though he's actually from Macedonia, he identifies as ethnically Albanian. After moving to the United States when he was 16, looking for employment and adventure, he worked in a factory in Connecticut for a few years. His uncle lived there and helped him get his feet on the ground. That was in 1972, 1 year after the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was passed, though Lincoln wasn't aware of it. He made a friend in the factory who gave him some advice.
I had an American friend. He was kind of older guy, you know. He says, if I'm young like you, I go to Alaska. You know? I said, what am I going to do to Alaska? You know?
His friend told him about the pipeline and the money that could be made there. Lincoln was sold. He left Connecticut in 1975. He packed up his few things, gathered all the money that he had, got a car, and drove across the country to Alaska. It took him 8 days, and he's been driving ever since.
Hi.
I'm going to the bank, and I'll have to call you when I come back.
No problem. Which bank you want to go?
Lincoln talks with people as they get in and out of the cab. Conversations he tends to seamlessly incorporate into his own story. When you look closely, you realize he doesn't ever stop moving, and you can tell from his story that his whole life he's been in motion. He's not making a series of actions, but one continuous action that's gone on for decades. He just kept driving when he got to Alaska. He spent time with cab driver friends in Anchorage, and he met an Alaska Native man who told him that he could do well driving taxis in Bethel. So he got on a plane.
The first time that I arrived to Bethel, you know, I look at Bethel, I says, oh my God, you know, this is the worst place I could ever been, you know. So I said, maybe I stay a week, you know. Then from 1 week, it come to be 1 month. Then from 1 month, it come to be 1 year. Then 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Here you go. 38 years in Bethel, Alaska, my friend.
Eventually, Lincoln brought his family to Bethel, and some of his friends came around the same time as him. 4 decades later, there are dozens of Albanians here. Many, like Lincoln, drive cabs, but some own restaurants, some are police, and some have children here. It's hard to picture the town without Albanians. The sun hits Lincoln's Coke bottle glasses and lights up the inside of the cab. His hands carry the smell of cigarettes that he must have enjoyed hours ago. After he got used to it, he decided that living in Bethel was good for him, and it became home. As much a home as anyone who moves around as much as he does can have, anyway.
I'm driving the cab, making a living, paying the bills. And now I'm more happy, you know, I got my family here and all that, you know, so this is it, I guess, you know. Still driving until I retired, you know.
Lincoln didn't know it, but he came to Alaska at a time when it was being redefined, and he became a part of that new identity. He says that he doesn't think much about politics, but he's willing to try and explain why he came and why other people come to the U.S.
Everybody come to this country, he have a reason that, you know, he wants to come to this country, because people, what they want to do is, you know, go to work, have a food on the table, and, you know, so his family doesn't suffer, you know. That's why it's, you know, that's the immigrants they're coming for, you know. They don't come because for their good looks, you know. They just come to work and have a good life, you know.
He opens a window and lets in the cold Alaskan air. He talks about a trip that he's planning, tells a joke, laughs, and gets a call to pick someone up. He drives off into the white glare of Alaska's afternoon sun, intensified by the newly fallen snow. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.